many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Bob, you mentioned it is a really big sports day. I'm glad Mother Nature's cooperating, too. It'll be a nice day to sit at PNC for the rubber match between the Pirates and the Washington Nationals after the bench clearing that went last night and a grand slam by Odell Cruz.
Yeah, the whole thing started with a pitch that looked like it was a bean ball, but Andrew managed to drop right before it hit him in the helmet.
Cat-like reflexes.
Yeah.
10 o'clock this morning, Roberto Clemente Jr. will be there to honor his father, the 70th anniversary of the first hit. And the plate, where it's at Three Rivers Stadium, is there on that North Shore, right next to, guess what, where Franco Harris caught the immaculate reception.
No coincidence, right?
Yeah, that's pretty special. And tonight, it's a hockey night in Pittsburgh. The final for the Penn season comes to an end. And guess who's coming to town? Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. And joining us, two-time Stanley Cup champ and, of course, anchor on Sportsnet Pittsburgh, our friend Jay Caulfield. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Unfortunately for you and Pens fans, there will be no playoffs for the third straight year. That's very disappointing. However, it's fan appreciation night regardless, and two of the greatest hockey players ever to skate are going to be together tonight facing off. What kind of reception do you think Alexander Ovechkin will get?
Yeah, Larry, I think it's going to be really, I think everybody's going to respect and appreciate what he's done. I think it's going to be a great reception from Pittsburgh, the fans, and I think Sidney Crosby, they must have something planned special, and we'll see. It's an amazing feat that nobody ever thought would be, a number would be overtaken, and certainly this guy, Ovechkin, has done it, and he's done it in so many different ways, and a big physical player that's played the game. Again, he and Crosby, I think, truly, Larry, if it wasn't for Ovechkin and Crosby over the last 20 years, they brought so much more to the game and what it meant and just continued to increase the popularity of it. So both guys in the final game of the season here tonight in Pittsburgh, it's a great one to have. And it's amazing how close it came that this could have been a night that he had a chance to break it, but he got it done. He got it on a hot run and accomplished it. But just a great thing.
You know, Jay, you mentioned Sid there, and it's been a great week or so for him because not only has he set a record, an NHL record, but also he cleaned up in the NHL Players Association voting. I mean, several high marks there.
I believe if you're voted on by your peers, I think that's something that he takes a lot of pride in. I think every player would love that, the idea that across the league that he is considered the best in so many categories. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And certainly we've had a chance to watch it in for all these years and see him grow. I don't know. He's always done this. I mean, to me, he's always just, always been this player that competes at the highest level. You take a compete level that's that high, the desire to win every battle and the skill set that he has, and it's no wonder that he's been able to do that. But to do it at this age and still accomplish it, again, when you're voted on by your peers, I don't think there's anything better than that. And certainly, congratulations to him. It seemed like all year long there was another milestone that he was coming across. And again, as I said, the two of them, Ovechkin and Crosby, both have taken the NHL and I don't want to say saved it, but I mean that was the focal point for all these battles that they had. And it's kind of great to see. But certainly, Sidney Crosby, what he's done, guys, is unbelievable. Like you said, being voted on by your peers, I don't think there's anything better than that.
We're with Jay Caulfield. So tonight, bittersweet, but it will be fun to have Ovechkin and Crosby face off together. Yeah. And that said, a bit of a shocker yesterday, Jay, when we learned that Chris Letang went through a heart surgery to repair a hole in his heart, but apparently everything went well. And this is on top of him having a couple of strokes before. Do you think we've seen the last of Chris Letang?
I do not, Larry. I think I think they said a 4 to 6 week recovery, if I heard that correctly. I mean, that could certainly change. But I thought I heard that. I think they knew about this. The more I heard the story,
right?
I mean, it's something they were aware of, and they decided to get it taken care of now. So, no, I don't think so. And I was talking about this yesterday. I think as athletes, you're going to do anything and everything and talk to the people that are going to give you an okay to continue to play. He's such a guy that keeps himself in, you know, the greatest condition. His level of compete is so high. I don't think it'll be the end of us watching Chris Letang. I think he get this taken care of, take care of himself, and he'll be ready to go by camp.
Jay, it's been a disappointing season in terms of no playoffs, but toward the last part of the season, I've noticed some improvement from...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Some players and some new faces that show promise. Who's standing out for you right now?
Yeah, they had, you know, they brought up that McGroarty and Koivunen and Koponen, a number of players, but it's funny, guys, you have like this opportunity to showcase your skill set, and they've been raving about the McGroarty-Koivunen duo, if you will, and they came up and they were as advertised. So
right. They
came in, McGroarty went down with an injury, which is a shame because it would have been great to get even a couple more games and go down the Wilkes-Barre and try and win a championship for their playoff run. But I think they both have done a great job. Koivunen, they played with a top six forward role, so they've been able to play and not look, you know, when you get into it, thrust into playing with Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin, there's a lot of players that defer or, you know, the moment's too big for them. Well, it hasn't been for those two, and they've done a great job. Like you said, McGroarty getting hurt, that's a tough one. But, again, he'll be fine. Hopefully, I don't know if he can make it back for any playoff run that Wilkes-Barre is in, but any experience you continue to get at the highest level is such a plus. So, but I'm really impressed with what they've done. There's a lot of young defensemen. There's a lot of things in the pipeline, and also goaltender, a young goaltender out of Russia that's been like kind of setting the AHL on fire and a big talking point. So that there's a lot of hope and a lot of things in the pipeline for the Penguins, and I know they just want to continue to build on that, and they need to, right? So if you're on time with Sidney Crosby's career and you're trying to make another run, they have to continue to produce and bring out a nice talent that can go with that lineup and help them win.
Jay, there's no chance that Sid leaves us, does he? Because I've heard some fans say, well, if we can't win, maybe he can go somewhere else and get another ring. He's not leaving us, is he?
I don't believe he is, Larry. No, okay. I think he's so loyal. And no, and that's why I said they got to right the ship. And after this hiccup the last number of years, they need to pick it up and get ready to go next year. And he's no, I don't think he's going to leave us, Larry.
All right. Paul is very appreciative of your background, and we were talking about you today, Jay.
Jay, I've got one question for you way out there. I once lived and worked in Grand Forks just a couple of years before you played for the University of North Dakota, and I see that you played both football and hockey, but just one hockey game. What happened?
Well, I can't believe I can't believe another Grand Forks person, you know, first of all, I loved coldest place I've ever been, but I loved the campus. And so my story was, I was on a football scholarship there, Paul. So that was my career path. It was going to be football. And then I ended up having an injury kind of throughout my, you know, my junior year into my senior year. And I couldn't play any more football. I didn't pass the NFL combine physical. I couldn't do so. My girlfriend at the time, my wife now, Alicia, she set up something for us to go to the Mayo Clinic. And again, I could not play football anymore, but they did allow me to try and skate and play hockey, which is kind of wild, but they did. And North Dakota let me come out and start to skate. And I got in one game, which was, I thought, was the greatest experience. It was unbelievable. And if you were in Grand Forks, you understand that. To me, it was one game, and I kind of parlayed that into somehow finding a way to be a free agent in New York, and that's how I started my career. But one college game, and I certainly owe so much to the University of North Dakota. Chino Gasparini was the coach there. I owe them so much, because I don't know if that would happen today, but it did back then, and I'm so grateful. But it was a wonderful path, and again, I truly, Grand Forks was a phenomenal campus to go to, but truly, and you can relate, the coldest place I've ever been.
Well, Paul says they worship you out there, right, Paul?
Jay, I have friends in the Grand Forks area, and you're very, very well thought of, and it's a great story because you went on to a great NHL career from just one game at UND. That's something else.
Yeah, show them those two Stanley Cup rings anytime somebody brings that up.
Well, Paul, thank you very much, and Larry, always. Always thank you, and it's great to talk to both of you today.
All right, big man, enjoy the time off and golf, and we'll be checking you out tonight.
Okay, guys, you take care, and a pleasure. Pleasure for me.
You got it. Jay Caulfield, there is not a nicer man on the planet.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.